Welcome back to the Strength of Wellness, and today I'm going to be talking about the effects of night shift and how I am planning to hack my recovery after my time working as a night audit.
Eat well, sleep, exercise. We all know the basics of living a healthy life, but with science and technology where it is, we have a greater understanding of what our bodies truly need. Follow this podcast as I find out exactly what it takes for me to reach peak health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually as I hack my way back into wellness. My name is Chris Hobbs, and welcome to The Strength of Wellness.
Welcome back to The Strength of Wellness. Thank you for joining me. I am Christopher Hobbs, and it is so good to have you back here. This is now the end of the second week, and it has been so good just to have you keep coming back and keep sharing this time, and I just absolutely thank you for being here. If you do want to go back and have a listen to my previous podcasts, please do so. They are quite informative, and it just lets you know where I'm coming from and what I'm planning to do. So as you know, if you've been recently listening to this podcast, I've recently come out of a long spate of night shift, working as a night audit in a luxury resort, doing night shift permanently. It was 5 nights and 2 nights off, was changed to 4 nights and 3 nights, which was much more manageable. But for the 5 nights on and 2 nights off, the damage had already been done, because I was put under so much stress that, I needed a lot of time to recover from that. So for some of you who have been doing night shift for a long time, you're probably thinking that 2 years is probably not that much. It's quite insignificant, but I will say that any long-term night shift, anything over 3 to 6 months, is very, very detrimental to your health. Now, they do say that every year that you do night shift, you pretty much take 7 years off your life. And that's huge. I know my dad did night shift as a paramedic for years. He had a heart attack at the age of 62. He survived through it, and he's been on a long road of recovery. But the doctor said, while looking at his stats, he said, "Oh, we usually see you guys in here about 10 years earlier." So having heart failure at the age of 52, after doing that kind of job, after doing night shift, after being in such a stressful environment, that is a very young age to be having those kind of troubles and potentially passing away. And that's less than 20 years for me. And that's not something I want to see happen for myself. So there were a lot of symptoms that I experienced with the prolonged night shift. My sense of smell disappeared. That was quite interesting. It was good and bad. I couldn't smell disgusting things anymore, which was quite good. It's quite pleasant to not smell anything. That's terrible. However, my girlfriend did need to remind me every now and again, as she has an incredible sense of smell, that I do actually have to change my socks once in a while. I do also enjoy cooking and whiskey tasting. Now, these two things are very, very dependent on the ability to smell. So while I was cooking things, I had to rely on just hoping that it smelt good, tasted all right. And drinking whiskey was just not enjoyable as much as it was before, because I couldn't smell it. And smell was really linked to taste. So the taste of the whiskey was diminished as well. And one of the bigger things that I had to deal with was my inability to remember things. I would have entire conversations that I never remembered. People would tell me what I talked about or that I saw them and I said different things to them, but I could not remember them at all. And I almost lost my job at one stage for completely forgetting and remember something completely different to what actually happened. And I thought I had done something else, you know, entirely. Until the security cameras had pointed out what I had done, and I was able to fix the situation, but I could not remember that at all. I would also completely forget words. I would be in the middle of a sentence, and then all of a sudden I would forget the word that I wanted, and then I would forget entirely what I was saying. And people would have to remind me what I was talking about. And yeah, sometimes I just could not remember at all what I was talking about. And I see that as this kind of mild form of Alzheimer's, which I think is just terrible, and I never want to experience that again in my life. So since then, I've had about 6 months to rest and recover. My speech has returned to normal, which had slowed down quite a lot. I remember friends telling me that I had been talking quite slowly, and they would have to wait for me to gather my thoughts and to say what I was wanting to say, and that how I was talking was really, really slow. And keeping up with conversation, that was difficult. Following along and replying to people, it took a lot for me to remember and to really get across what I was trying to say. So I'm no longer forgetting words as much. I still, every now and again, forget what I'm saying. I can carry a conversation, and I can talk on a podcast. So this is really good. This is a step in the right direction. My sense of smell, however, has not fully returned. It has its moments where it comes back, and I can start to smell things around me. I had a really good drive the other day where I could smell the trees and the grass and just everything that was happening outside of the car. And I remember thinking that it had been so long since I'd smelled these things and these had this experience that I could barely remember what it was. And it was amazing to smell everything. So that is one thing that I definitely want to improve in these next few months. So speaking of that, in the next couple of weeks, I am about to embark on a dietary plan that's been based for me on my genetic makeup and what I need for my DNA build. So this is a rebalancing diet that is meant to bring everything for me back into order, back into alignment. It will start to correct the genes that have shut down, that have been dormant and aren't functioning properly. I hope it will give me more energy, more life, improve my mental function, my memory, and make me a healthier person. So another thing I've noticed is that my eyesight has drastically reduced. I remember going to an optometrist a few years ago, and after fully testing out my eyes, he told me that my eyes were functioning at 100% and there was absolutely nothing wrong with them at all. These days, cars can seem blurry, words on a wall a few feet away from me can be hard to read. I know that sometimes I can't focus, I can't properly lock on to an object that I want to see. And I just can't see things as well as I used to. Now, I know this can be attributed to age and getting older, you're losing eyesight, but coming from having pretty much perfect eyesight before night shift and in the space of 2 years to having much poorer eyesight, there's a lot to be said for the effect that night shift has had on my eyes. And also, it's the amount of times that I, or the amount of time that I spend looking at screens. Being a digital marketer, I spend most of my time looking at screens, looking at phones, and analyzing data on a computer or on a phone or on a tablet. And I'm constantly looking at screens. Now, we know that the more that you look at a screen or a phone or anything like that, the more that your eyes get digital strain. And in extreme cases, that digital strain can cause loss of eyesight and can just disrupt the function of your eyes. So that is a big area that I know I need work in. I know that I need to really manage that carefully because I don't want to lose my eyesight or just the ability to do the work that I need to do. So I am looking into blue light glasses. They are glasses that cut the blue light that is found in screens and in phones and in tablets that we use every day. Blue light is the natural source that comes from the sun, but it also is in the screens and computers that we use to make them brighter and to make them clearer. So having this artificial light constantly streaming into the eyes does produce a lot of strain, and it also produces, or it stops your body producing melatonin, because the body sees the blue light, which also naturally comes from the sun, which tells our body to be awake and alert. So seeing that in our phones makes our body think that it's daytime and it's not time to produce melatonin and to start to fall asleep. So I'm looking into the glasses. I'll see if I can get a good pair or see what I can do to help reduce the amount of blue light that I'm seeing. And I'll give them a test to see if they really do work and to see the change that it has on my eyesight and my sleep patterns. But I'm hoping that with the rest, my sense of smell, my mental cognitive functions, that the diet will really start to help clear them up. There's probably more things that I can do, but I think that once I start eating a meal plan that is designed to realign my genetics and my internal workings, that I think that will have a great effect on my thoughts, my mind, my thinking, my attention, and hopefully bring back my sense of smell back to full working order. I'm really looking forward to doing this. I'm hoping for more energy, better speech pattern, really just coming back to where I was before I was doing the night shift. I do think that's possible, and I do think that with the proper diet and proper life routine in place, I do believe that I can get back to and be better than where I was 4 or 5 years ago. So I do hope that you'll follow along with me. I will be documenting my journey here and also at www.thestrengthofwellness.com. Please do go there. I will be releasing a newsletter and email updates of how I'm going and what I'm experiencing during this 8-week plan that will start in a couple of weeks, and to also receive my biohacking starting kit that I will be releasing shortly after I start this meal plan that I'm going to be on. So I do hope you follow me, and I do hope that, yes, you'll continue to keep listening to this podcast, and I hope this brings value to you and hope that you can learn something from this, and maybe it'll improve your life and improve what you're trying to do and point you in the right directions to just to master yourself and your health and your wellness and everything that you want to do. All right, thank you for joining me, and I'll see you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining me. Please do remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about my journey of discovery, head to www.thestrengthofwellness.com, where I delve deeper into my findings and where I share extra tips on how you too can find out your healthiest way to live.